Welcome to Legacy Game Changers. I'm your host, Sonetta Rogers, accountant, tax preparer, financial educator, certified money coach, insurance agent, and travel agent. In today's episode, my guests, Vanessa, Zaney, and I will be discussing how 9-to-5ers can build their purpose-driven business. Vanessa is a business expert, key speaker, and best-selling author dedicated to helping full-time employees transition to entrepreneurship by building their business while employed. Her consulting company, Your Visions Catalyst, coaches and advises 9-to-5ers on how to build a profit-producing, purpose-driven business, even with a demanding day job. It's not hustling that's bad, it's how solopreneurs are hustling that she fixed. Welcome, Vanessa.
Yes, and welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here. Yes.
Did I pronounce your last name right?
Zammy, Vanessa Zammy.
Okay, Zammy. Okay. Okay. Can you share, tell us how you started your company?
Yeah, so essentially I started Your Visions Catalyst a couple years back, and I since built the business while doing my day job. And so the reason why I started the business came from a myriad of different experiences, but the mission of Your Visions Catalyst is to help less people die of regret. So it's all about getting the tools and resources that they need in order to move forward with their business. Because I always find that, you know, people always have something that they, you know, I wish I could have done this. I really want to, or man, wouldn't it be great if... But instead, what happens is that they're listening to the people around them, right? They're listening to society. They're listening to, you know, what they've been told throughout their life on what they should do and how they should do and all the other stuff, right? And so the fear, the doubt, all the stuff that comes in to stop them from really moving forward in their business and really moving forward in entrepreneurship and saying hello to that entrepreneurship that is within them and that lives inside them is what I do with people. And so it's a lot of mindsets, a lot of time management, a lot of marketing. But the reason why the business started was to help, or is to help essentially, make dreams into reality.
So what are the first steps for making the transition from employee to full-time business owner?
Well, yeah. So essentially what I would, first I want to preface that question by saying that I'm really a big believer on people starting their business and building it while doing their day job. And so keeping their day job, keeping their W-2, even though, essentially what happens is that the mistake that many new entrepreneurs make is that they're like, oh man, I got this business idea. I don't need this job anymore. And then they just quit. And then what ends up happening is they realize that there's more to business than just like quitting your day job. They realize that, you know, there's time, money, energy that's involved in the business, and it's not necessarily a day one get rich quick situation, right? Although that's what they see on the web and all the other stuff. And so what ends up happening is that they end up in financially stressed positions, making terrible decisions for their business, right? Bringing all that energy to potential clients and customers. And it just does not serve anyone or serve them in any way or form. And unfortunately, either that person ends up returning to the cubicle, but what happens is that they return to the cubicle, but then they'll say, well, I guess I tried entrepreneurship. It didn't work for me. Oh, well, too hard, blah, blah, blah. When really it was that they jumped in it too soon. And so what is that transition point? How do you know, let's say someone's listening right now, and how do you know that you're ready perhaps to make that leap, right, into a full-time business? And the simple sort of formula that I just tell my clients is do your personal and business expenses, right? Can your personal and business expenses be covered by your business income, right? Is it at least like, because essentially what happens is that, think of it this way, if you're spending maybe 5, 10, 20 hours a week on your business, and you're spending, like, you know, 40 plus hours a week on your day job, and if you're making whatever income you're making with those 5, 10, 20 hours a week, now imagine that once you give away that 5, 10, 20 hours, and then, you know, you'll have double that, right? So essentially what you want to make sure, though, is that you're not sitting here, you know, I'm going to quit my job. I made $5. Great. I can quit my job now. Like, no, right? And so do your business expenses and do your personal expenses, right? Can they be covered by your day job? And if so, then that's as Amy said, quick. Yes.
So does your company help people plan out their business expenses and have a plan? Okay, if once I make this amount, I, you know, then I'll be in a position to quit. Do you help them with that?
Yes, I do. I should have just speaking to a client about that a few weeks ago. But yeah, so well, and what ends up happening is that that conversation is literally just like 5-10 minutes. Like, if anyone's listening, it's not that complicated, right? So that's what was complicated is, okay, so once we decide, like, for example, for my client, she does, actually works with other, like, she works with medium-sized businesses. And so for her, we determined based on her income, based on her sort of charge, her, the fee that she charges for clients and for these medium-sized businesses, and based on what her total business expenses and total personal expenses would be, and then add about 10% of that, 10% on top of that, based on that, then essentially she would need like 5 clients. Well, she would need a solid 5 clients per month, right? And whereas for other people, it might be maybe you're selling a $30 shirt or a $20, you know, something. And so you do the math that way. But really, that's sort of the easy part is coming up with the numbers. The hard part is then, okay, now how do I get those 5 clients, right? How do I get those 100 customers, right? How do I, you know, I'm starting from zero. How do I make it, get to 5? Or I'm starting from, for her, in her case, she was actually working with, when she first came to me, she was actually working with like more individuals and helping them out. And then we were able to get her to progress to a higher income and impact potential when working with medium-sized businesses. And so that's been great for her. It's been amazing. So she's actually, she's a mother of two, and she's doing her business to set an example for her kids on what else is possible. And while she's doing like her day job and taking care of the household and all that jazz, in terms of, you don't have to do this corporate America, you can also do your own, you know, business. And so for her, essentially, she, the way that she started, she would need essentially 5 consistent, steady clients every month in order to justify, okay, my business and personal expenses match, you know, and so I am ready to and comfortable. And for her, essentially, it's like, I'm ready, I'm comfortable to then quit with that amount. And then the question then becomes, okay, so how do you get those 5 clients, right? And so that then goes into the marketing strategy, that then goes into the time strategy. And the reason why I say time strategy, marketing strategy, is because, you know, at the end of the day, you're doing this with your day job, you're doing this with your family, you're doing this while balancing and juggling other such things that you have, other hats that you have, right, in life. And you may have only 5 hours a week to devote to your business. You may have 20 hours, but you definitely don't have 40 hours, right? And or at least if you're, you know, doing this while balancing other things, you definitely don't have 40 hours. And so how do you optimize each time, each second, each hour that you do have to work on your business so that you're making the most out of that 5, 10, 15, 20 hours? Because what ends up happening is that essentially a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, new entrepreneurs, they'll just do a bunch of stuff, right? And they're like, yeah. Like, so I remember a conversation I was having with one of my clients, and, you know, she gets on the phone. She's like, oh yeah, Vanessa, I did X, Y, Z, A, B, C. Like, man, I was so productive this week. I did so much. And then I asked her the question, okay, so what did you do for your sale? Like, I love it. I was like, I love it. Love what you did it. Love it. Great. Appreciate the passion. Now, what did you do with respect to like your sale goal, right, for your business? So she does a apparel business, and she was silent, right? And a lot of entrepreneurs, they're silent when you ask them that question. And why is that? Because yes, they got a lot done, but it wasn't for the bottom line, right? It wasn't stuff that was actually moving them forward. It was stuff that they were just doing that they can say they were doing stuff, right? And so what I work with my clients a lot on is, how do you be efficient in your marketing? How do you ensure that you're maximizing and optimizing each hour and each ounce of energy and each dollar that you're putting into your business to make the most of it?
All right, great. We have to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back with Vanessa with some more information on how to build your business.
Get ready, world. This is Danish Jones, and I will be coming to you first thing in the morning to start your day off with good news. Tune in every Monday at 7:30 a.m. to the Unsung Celebration, where we celebrate the unsung heroes of the world. The doctors, the teachers, the community leaders, and anyone who you feel deserves a platform of recognition. So tune into the Unsung Celebration, where we are committed to giving you your flowers now.
Hello, this is Vanetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Thank you for staying with Legacy Game Changer, Vanessa. What do you feel is the biggest mistake people make when trying to make the transition to from employee to full-time business owner?
Yes, the biggest mistake that people make is, and there are a lot of, I would say this is probably relates more to a misconception, right? And so I would say the misconception would be the idea that you have to burn the midnight oil and burn the bridges. And what this connects to is a little bit what I was saying earlier in terms of, you know, optimizing each hour and each time that you have, right? And the biggest misconception and mistake that people have when they're building their business is in general, but definitely, especially when they're doing it while they have, you know, a life currently going on, right? With their family or day job, whatever it may be, is that they like, no, I need to burn the midnight oil. I need to like sleep at like 3-4 a.m. every morning or every night and then get like 2 hours of sleep a night. Otherwise, I'm not working hard. And like, I need to ensure that all this, like, I need to, you know, and there's tired, pretty much essentially what is happening, that every day they're tired, every day they're exhausted, every day they're overwhelmed, every day they're like stressed out and grumpy, right? And your kids looking at you like, what, mommy, you look so stressed out, what's happening? You have short temper, right? Your spouse is looking at you like confused, right? And that's a big misconception that people have, is the idea that you like need to just burn the midnight oil every single night. And what ends up happening, the reason why I say that's a misconception is because the reason why you're doing that is because you're not doing stuff that you actually need to be doing, right? The reason why you're burning the midnight oil, for those who are listening, the reason why they're burning the midnight oil is because they're doing stuff that's just not really productive, right? And what I always say to my clients and also people in my community, I have a community of entrepreneurs, hundreds of them, and what I always say is that, you know, doing the most does not serve you if you're not moving forward, right? If you're sitting here, like, you know, doing 10 million things, but none of it is actually related to your goal, then what did you actually just do, right? You really just did nothing, right? And so doing the most does not actually serve you. What you need to do is do stuff that actually is going to serve you, right? And when you focus on the simplicity of business, when you focus on like the fundamentals of what you actually need to do, you realize that you can get the business done in 5, 10, 15, 20 hours a week, right? You don't need to stay up past midnight, you know, watching 20 million videos and not taking any action on your business, right? You don't need to, like, it's one of those things where when you get down to the simplistic form of making a business, right? When we could get down to what a business really is, right? And the formation of a business. And the fact of the matter is, as a new entrepreneur, you are in the simple form of a business, right? You are not sitting here like, oh, I need to hire like 5 people. You literally just started the business. Who are you hiring? You can't even hire yourself yet, right? And so essentially what ends up happening is that there are a lot of people just doing a bunch of stuff, but not doing anything that is really productive or conducive to their goals. And so the biggest sort of mistake that people make is just thinking that they have to, you know, lose sleep and lose energy and just stress themselves out and be overwhelmed and just be exhausted every single day. And that's not the case at all.
Now, how can you help people who are in like multi-level marketing businesses?
Oh, MLM businesses? Mm-hmm. I would say that for them, and the thing about MLM is that, you know, they're starting out with already a system. They're already starting out in the ecosystem, and they're already starting out with, you know, someone who's literally like, we have a website already for you. Here's the marketing materials. Here's what you say, right? And so for that person, essentially, they don't really need to focus on building the business, but they do still need to focus on marketing, right? They do still need to focus on marketing, right? Like, no matter what it is, whether you're MLM or not MLM, you need to focus on marketing, right? What do I mean by marketing? I mean, you need to get people to know you, right? To figure out who you are, you need to increase the awareness. You need to ensure that people know that, you know, you exist and also the business that you're doing exists, right? And that you, for the MLM, that you sell this business, right? That you are, you know, one of the reps, for example, for this business, right? And you stand for it. And then in terms of that, and then you go into the next part of marketing. Okay, once people know about you, now they got to like you. They got to like the product. Mm-hmm. They got to trust the product. They have to, you know, understand what the product does and all that other stuff. The fundamentals essentially of business and how of marketing and business, right, when it comes down to it, is I tell people it's like two parts. So one part is a one sentence pitch, right? So what is that one liner that you is going to serve you, right? And to craft that one line, like, for example, my one sentence, my one-liner is I coach, consult, and advise 9-to-5ers on how to build their profit-producing, purpose-driven business, even with a demanding day job, right? So for anyone listening here, what is your one sentence, right? And the thing is that what ends up happening is a lot of people, it'll either be too generic, but I sell t-shirts, and it's like, okay, I'm about to go to Target. Why should I buy t-shirts from you versus someone else, right? Or they'll say, you know, I provide holistic practices and principles to people in order to better themselves as they look to the future and the life. And you're just like, what did you just say? Right? And so it's either too confusing. So it's either they're not saying anything at all, or it's just like too confusing, right? It's just like, what are you saying, right? And so to make that pitch or the sentence clear, I would tell people three parts, right? Who are you serving? What problem do they have? And how are you helping them, right? Who are you serving? What problem do they have? And how are you helping them, right? And so even MLM people, right? I was just connecting with MLM person, like, right as the year was ending, 2020. And so essentially just connecting with them on their actual, like, MLM business that they do, the non-toxic products. And it was just like, okay, who are you targeting to? Like, yes, right? And another mistake that entrepreneurs make, they try to, you know, tailor to everyone. They're like, everyone can benefit. Everyone can use this. Everyone needs this. Everyone needs that. That may be true. That, yes, everyone can benefit from what it is that you're offering, right? Mm-hmm. But if you go out into the world with everyone, it's not going to work, right? The facts of business, right? Something that is not argued by any business culture, anyone out there, is riches in the niches, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a psychology behind it that, like, even I am just like, oh, I'm like, man, it's amazing how specific you get, and yet people just gravitate towards that, right? And the thing is that, like, for example, I coach 9-to-5ers on how to build their business, but I get people who are, they're building a business while 9-to-5, and I also get people who are full-time in entrepreneurship. And so, but the thing is that you need to understand and focus on who is it that you're serving, right? Is it women? Is it men? Is it a woman over 40? Like, I'm, you know, coaching someone where she's a life coach for women over 40 specifically. And, or is it millennials? Are you focusing on senior citizens? Like what is the who are you serving? What problem do they have? And how is it that your product, whatever your MLM or your business, like, how is it that it's helping them to solve their problem, right? And then from there, once you understand who it is that you're serving, you can then understand how it is that you reach them. Where is it that you should be, right? If you're targeting senior citizens, then why are you on Instagram? That is not the place, right? Like, you know, and so it's a matter of being clear on what it is that you're actually doing and how it is you're actually doing it. And the thing is that when you're clear on it and you share that with the world, everyone else will also be clear. And they'll be like, oh, okay, I get it. I get what you're doing. Okay, cool. Yes. You know? And so what ends up happening, and that's pretty much what ends up happening, right? And people just gravitate towards that. And either they'll be a lead, a potential client, or they'll know somebody who can help, or they'll just keep you in mind, right? But either way, you'll be remembered and they'll mention you because you were clear. They understood what it was that you were about, and they understand how it is to share, right, and help you out.
Okay. And one of my last question, what does building a financial legacy mean to you?
Yes, great question. Building a financial legacy, what does that mean to me? That means generational wealth. That means the opportunity and ability to, you know, something happens tomorrow, you die, you know, and essentially your family, your peers, maybe not your peers, but definitely your family, right? You have something that you've passed on down to them, and that can essentially be added to their asset column and their wealth column, if that makes sense. So yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Vanessa. That was great information. Can you tell the audience how to get in touch with you?
Yes. So best way to get in touch with me would be to connect with me on Facebook. So my main marketing platform is on Facebook. And so I have a community of right now over 800 ambitious purpose-led solopreneurs building their business and moving forward. And so skyrocket your side business with Vanessa Zammi. You're welcome to check us out in the Facebook group to sign up. Quick, easy link to sign up is vmylastname.com. So vzammi.com. That's vzammy.com. And looking forward to seeing you in the community.
Thank you for listening to Legacy Game Changers. In order to live your life on your terms, you have to get your finances in order. I can help you reach your financial goals. I can be reached at legacygamechangers@gmail.com, or you can text me at 443-906-3882. Have a blessed day.